It's so good to see all of you today. Let me start by talking a little bit, or having us remember a little bit about probably one of the best known stories from the Old Testament. And as soon as I bring out a little visual, I bet you guys are going to be able to guess exactly what it is. Do you remember the story that has to do with these two stone tablets? Who gave them? Who received them up on a mountain? What they're all about? Who knows a little bit of something just by looking at these stone tablets? Who can tell me a little bit about what you know? Yeah. Okay, awesome. You got almost all of it right there. The tablets are the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses on the top of the mountain. Like, that's pretty much like, that's that great movie, The Ten Commandments, right there in just one sentence. Yes, that's awesome. Good job. And what else? Yeah. Okay, there was a burning bush, and that happened first. God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. That's how it all started. That's awesome. And then later, up on that same mountain, God gave the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments, here's how awesome God is. Do you know, he gave us the Ten Commandments to teach us how to love. He is so good to us that he says, I made you to love, but I know that after Adam and Eve sinned and things got really bad in the Garden of Eden, I want to make sure that you know what I made you to do. And so he gives us these 10 awesome ways that teach us how to love. Now, why do I have the commandments split 3 on this one tablet and 7 on this one? And these are not the real tablets, right? Yeah. I think they're pretty awesome, though. I made them this morning. I'm boasting a little bit, but I was outside the Rector garage at 6:30 painting these babies. And so, yeah. So it's not that I'm super strong. They're just styrofoam. But, okay. So 3 on this tablet, but then the other 7 on this one. Why did I split them that way? The commandments teach us how to love God. What is it about these first 3 commandments that maybe are just a little different about these 7? Yeah.
Maybe one's more important than the other.
Okay, so he said maybe one is more important than the other. Okay, that might be a good place to start, but it's not that one is more important than the other. There's something different, so let's keep talking about that. They're all super important, but they are different. So what might be different? Yeah.
The first 3 commandments are the ones about God.
Whoa. Yes, the first 3 commandments are the ones about God. And then who can help them out? What are the other 7 about? Yes.
Other people.
Yeah, our neighbor. So good job. So the first 3 commandments, and again, this is how good God is to us. He says, I want to teach you how to love me. And so he gives us these 3 most important ways to love him. He says, here's how you love me. First commandment, by not having any other gods beside me. Like, don't put anything else into that special place in your heart, in your life, that was made for me. And keep holy my name. Don't use my name carelessly, but use it in a holy and a prayerful way. And do what you guys are doing today. Keep holy the Sabbath. Let a day of the week be given over to me in a special way. And for us, that's Sunday. And then we have the other commandments. These 7, they teach us how to love our neighbor. What are some of these 7 commandments that you guys know? What are some of them? Yeah. What's that? I still couldn't quite hear that. These are the ones all about God, but these teach us how to love our neighbor. Like, how about the 4th commandment? Super important, especially today, Mother's Day. What's that 4th? Yeah. Don't be rude to other people. Well, That's a version of thou shalt not kill. It is. No, really. That's like it starts right there. So, but that's good. No, the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Yeah. Don't steal from other people. To love other people, we don't take what belongs to them. And to love other people, we're truthful. We speak the truth to them. We don't deliberately lie to people. And some of the other commandments, we respect other people, we respect their bodies, and we don't turn people into objects just for us. God is so good to us. He says, I am teaching you how to love. Now, fast forward to the gospel today. Hello. In the gospel today, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so he's kind of like saying something super obvious. The commandments are how we love God and neighbor. And Jesus just says, if you love me, this is what you're going to do. How many of you have rules at your house that your mom and dad have given you? Yes. How many of you think that some of those rules are not fair sometimes? How many of you wish that you could just crumple up the sheet on the refrigerator that has the rules and throw it away? Moms and dads, close your eyes. You don't have to see this part of it. Yeah. So see, sometimes you can put your hands down. Sometimes we think, man, it would be so much better without rules. And sometimes we think, I don't understand why God gave us these commandments, because some people only think of them like rules. But the Lord says, no, these are the most important ways that I'm teaching you to love. So they're not just rules or just empty commandments. So in the gospel today, Jesus says, if you love me, this is what you're going to do. And the Ten Commandments are all about actions, not just how we feel, but it's about putting our love into practice so that other people can see it and know it, and so we can show our love to God. So here's a question for you today on Mother's Day. When we do this, when we love these ways, we put other people and we put God ahead of ourselves. Real love always is for the good of the other. It's not like selfish, like what do I get out of it? So share with me maybe a couple of the special ways that your moms love you. So whenever we love someone, we put it into action, we show it. What are some of the, today on this Mother's Day, what's a special way that your mom loves you? Yeah. She works hard for you. So she works hard to help make sure that you have a home and food, a place to live. That's beautiful, yeah. And that's hard. Our parents work very hard. And on top of their work, then they have to take care of you guys. Yeah, that's hard. That's a lot that they do. How about, what's a special way your mom loves you? Your mom doesn't get many people in trouble. That probably means that dad doesn't know everything that's happening at home, maybe. Perhaps, okay. All right, we're going to edit that part out of the homily podcast. Yes. She hugs you and she kisses you. That's beautiful. So she shows you through her actions just how much she loves you. Beautiful. Yeah.
She makes my dad, my brother, me, and my dad dinner.
Your mom makes all of you dinner. Your dad, your brother, and you. That's wonderful. Yeah, so it's just a beautiful way that she shows that she loves you by cooking up a nice dinner. How about for you? What's a nice way that your mom shows you how much she loves you? What was that? A picnic. Your mom makes a picnic. That's wonderful. Very beautiful. One more. Your mom, she kind of shifts her schedule around to be able to make sure that she sees you and your brother more, like making time maybe for to be with you in a game, a sports game or something like that. That's beautiful. Very good. One last one. Ellie, you had your hand up. Your mother looks out for you? Yeah, that's good. She watches over you, protects you, takes good care of you. That's awesome. Now, you can put those hands down. Let me end with this. We're talking about love. Jesus teaches us how to love. So today, on Mother's Day, what's a special way that you could show your mom how much you love her? And remember, we're talking about actions. Love is a verb. It's not just a noun, but it's an action, it's a verb. So what are some ways that you could show your mom today in your actions how much you love her? Yeah. Whoa, clean up the playroom without being asked. Man, your mom is gonna rent you out to all the other moms today, I bet. But that's a beautiful one, that's a really good one. Yeah, what else? Okay, to do things your mother would usually do. Yeah, cleaning up, taking care of the kitchen or other things like that, that's awesome. What else? Yeah, you could make her something. Yeah, I bet some of you are good at crafting or drawing, and just to make a piece of art or a card for your mom to show your love for her. What else? Try not to scream in the house. Yep, that is a very, very good one. What else? To clean the whole house without being asked. Does that include toilets? Oh, she was quick to say no, that does not include toilets. Maybe leave that for Dad. That would be a good one for Dad to show Mom how much he loves her. What else? You can get your mom a donut after Mass. That's a good one. And then one last one. Just be nice to Mom today. Yeah, be kind to Mom. Just do everything in that fourth commandment to honor Mom and Dad. So we're going to get ready to wrap up here, but just for everyone else, it's a super simple thing, but Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. It's pretty amazing how good we can get at knowing these commandments and saying in our heart, we love God, but then finding ways around these. And it's not meant to be overly complicated, but the Lord is so good to us because he teaches us and makes it so clear. This is what love looks like. And we do these not toward the minimum, but we remember what Jesus said elsewhere in John's gospel, just very close to today's, where he says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends, to sacrifice for them. So that's what we're aiming for, because all real love is sacrificial. And the way that we act on these also becomes sacrificial. In a good way, to love God and to love our neighbor is going to cost us something. And that's a good thing. That's the nature of love. So, boys and girls, I'm going to invite you to stand up and head back to your families now. Thank you for all of your great answers today. You did a super job.